Mr. Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up in about an hour, three Likas and then world-famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Tomorrow, Scotty J here, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't forget, we're now 5 days away from Horns Across the Hawthorne, as featured on last night's Fox 12 News. You can find out more, go to RickEmerson.com, or one of our many MySpace pages, which can also be reached through that page, or you can go to 970.am. It's 503-733-2970. All right, here's what we're going to do. We got this hour, top five Zeppelin guitar intros, worst song you've ever heard. And I had to pick from several today. And we've got another terrible campaign ad from Vernon Robinson, who is quickly becoming our favorite person of all time. Plus, Jen Lane will be here, and so on. Should I go to these phones, whatever they are? Hello, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. How can I help you, sir?
Oh, I have an idea for Rick.
Okay, yes. Hi, this is Rick. How are you, sir?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
You should have somebody on 666 come into Dante's dressed as the devil so everybody can get their picture taken with Satan.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Like a picture taken with Santa, kind of.
A pic with old Nick. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. See right there.
That's
see, it's the rhyming ability too. That's the other reason that they hire me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic. I wonder if there's already going to be somebody like that. It seems like that may be the thing that Clyde is already, because you know Clyde. Here's the thing is that Clyde, who I'm pretty sure Clyde's going to be at the Horns Across the Hawthorne thing. I got to double check with him. But then they're doing that 666 party that night. Clyde's going to be doing his thing. Cleveland's going to be playing and so forth. I'm totally going to check into that. Have you?
Yep.
On this lap, as though he was Santa Claus, but it's Satan Claus.
But
I'm saying literally, not just standing with him, like literally on his lap as though he were Santa, but again, Satan. Come to Satan's workshop, picture taken with Satan, have your child's picture taken with it. Genius, I'm all over this.
There you go.
Thank you. What was your name, sir?
Dave.
Dave, that's a brilliant idea. Thank you so much. That's what I'm talking about. That is the power and clarity of the Rick Emerson audience at work right there. Dave, thank you.
All right, thank
all
you.
Right, there you go. Yeah, and I mean the picture, but for a minute I didn't see the totality of Dave's vision there for a second. Good times. All right, it's 503.
Oh, by the way, Jen called. The buses are being weird, so she's on her way.
Okay, 733-2970. Craig, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Oh man, what's going on, Rick?
Craig. Oh, this is Craig. This is Craig, by the way, who was the winner of the Unleash Your Metal God contest at the last listener party. Yes. So
I just told Tara I'm completely embarrassed to admit this, and I'm not gay, but the song that you sang...
Do you realize how many statements on this program start with either A, I'm embarrassed to admit this, B, I'm not gay, but C...
Yeah, but it usually comes out of Scotty J's mouth and not your inner metal God, so there you go.
C, Rick, I was drunk, or this one time when I was nude and standing next to a hot poker.
I know this girl, and yeah.
All right. So what is the deal? What do you got?
All right. So your theme song is totally incorrect. The theme song you sang was not the theme song to Days of Our Lives.
You are so gay.
Theme song. I know, dude.
Gay.
Here, you should be stringing my butt up on. You should be crucifying me. That should be what we should be doing at the Hawthorne. It's like how does the internet metal rock god know this?
Okay. So what was it? I sang what I thought was the theme song to Days of Our Lives.
No, the theme song to Days of Our Lives has some deep throaty guy like Riley going, like Sam stood the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
But then don't they bust out into that song that I was singing?
No, that one, the theme song for Days is all, where the one you sang is Young and the Restless.
And sing, please to be singing that song now for us.
All right, dude, seriously, I'll give you a little, oh, because I'm not gay.
Jesus Christ. All right, Craig, thank you. There's really no way to top that. Craig, thank you so much, sir.
All right, brother. See you.
All right, there you go. That's Metal Craig. Boy, that guy just strikes and sinks back into the night. Where do people like that go when he's not on the phone doing that? It's all a mystery.
Okay.
All right. Hi, how are you? It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go now to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley. Right here.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents our city desk newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. This comes to us from one of our favorite states.
Located
in the southeast portion.
Yes, I got. All right.
It's from Florida.
All right. It's from Florida. Mm-hmm. And what? No, I. Stop. Okay. This is like that smooth jazz thing. We have to stop.
Imagine having a gun pointed at your head and the trigger pulls twice.
You stop it.
Rick, knock it off.
All right. Okay. We're done now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We're finished. Okay, that's not fair. You can't be pulling out the heavy artillery. Thank you. Okay. Moving along now.
Well, imagine having a gun pointed at your head and the trigger pulled twice on your first day of a new job. That's what happened to a 24-year-old trainee at a Miami sub restaurant when two armed suspects demanded money. One put a gun to her head and pulled the trigger twice. Latasha Paris describes what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea that the... Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. This is Latasha Parrott. No, God damn it. No.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
I did not.
He jumped across the counter. He was like, give me the money, open the register, open the register. I said, I can't open the register because I'm new. He was like, just do what I tell you to do. I'm like, I don't know how to.
She describes how she felt.
What was going through my head, my life, and my daughter, seeing her, that's it. Because anything can happen.
It's unclear if the gun was loaded or if it jammed. The second suspect grabbed the customer's purse before they both ran out of the restaurant without any money. The entire botched robbery was caught on camera.
Okay, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Like fans through the hourglass. Dude, were you watching the whole Days of Our Lives thing when, like, the Bo and Hope thing went down and they had him on the island with Mikos Kastein and whatnot?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I really.
Yes, he was.
No, to be honest, I really never did watch Days of Our Lives. I did the. I watched a little bit of Young and the Restless when I was a kid because I would. I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's house when I was a kid. And my grandmother watched the Young and the Restless. I think it was. And I don't think she watched much Days of Our Lives. I really didn't watch a whole lot of soap operas. All the soap opera knowledge I have. Exactly. Unless it's Dark Shadows, that I watched. But
well, here's the horrible thing about soap operas. See, yes. they geared the entire plot line towards the kids during the summertime because they knew we were going to be off from school,
totally.
And they wanted to rope us in and keep us from driving nails through
from going out and playing with zip guns and taking
microwave oven door or whatever the hell
hopped up on goofballs. Yeah, when Tim and I were talking about this today about who is it now that watches soap operas? A kid, first of all, no teenagers now watch soap operas. I don't care how desperate and hard up you are to see some kind of sexual content. With the advent of the internet, the DVD, all of that, there's no need for soap operas. And in their audience every year. There is a term in radio.
What I'd like to know is who watches network anything.
I have no idea, sir.
Aside from Sarah Dillon on Coin.
And Katie Couric, who's going to be turning around the fortunes of CBS any day now.
She didn't say goodbye today.
Katie Couric is so bad, she doesn't even blow. She has to try to blow. I mean,
she attempts.
It's horrible.
There's a term they use in the radio industry, and this is a term that most people who are not in radio will never hear because they don't like to use. They don't like listeners to hear this term.
Right.
But there is a term they use in radio where they say that a station's audience is 65 to dead. That's, and I'm assuming they say it in television too. But in radio, they'll go like, that station over there. Yeah, they're in that 65 to dead demographic.
Geezer.
Yeah, meaning that they target people, their audience is old and dying off by the minute. So it is with soap operas. Like 5 years, soap operas are all going to be gone. Nobody going to be left to watch them.
So. From the 70 to mortuary soap.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like our ratings 65 to dead are huge. All right, thank you, sir.
We're really high among the dead people.
Yes. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's one more here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you on this fine Thursday?
Are we looking for the anti-clause?
I'm sorry?
Do you need an anti-clause?
Oh, yeah, that's Clyde's thing. Clyde does this thing on Christmas. The Yes, Virginia, there's an anti-clause.
I've got your Santa suit, and I'll dress as your Santa demon.
I just feel like this is one of those times where just uncorking something that's just going to be so vile, something that's going to seem like a great idea now, and then it's all going to go terribly wrong. Yeah, here's... Here's the thing. Sure, why not? All right, yes, please do that, sir.
Cool.
All right, thank you. All right, we're just going to add that now. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Time now for Democracy on the March.
Here's another inside installment of the Rick Emerson Show's Democracy on the March. Ah.
Scott Silberman, chairman of the board of Bearing Chip Corporation, has proposed implanting the company's RFID tracking tags in immigrant and guest workers. He made the statement on national television. Being interviewed
I'm
on,
sorry.
He was being interviewed on Fox.
No,
and friends.
I'm stunned.
Responding to the Bush administration's call to know who is in our country and why they are here, he said we should be using Verichip RFID implants to register workers at the border and then verify their identities in the workplace.
Okay.
We talked to many people in Washington about doing this. RFID tags have been long used to identify animals in a variety of settings. Livestock, laboratory animals, and pets have been chipped for decades. Why not illegal aliens? In a related story, Colombian President Alvaro Uribe allegedly remarked to visiting the U.S. Senators Jeb Hastings of Alabama and Oil Inspector of Pennsylvania that microchips could be used to track seasonal workers. So this president said he would consider having Colombian workers have microchips put in their heads, too, if they were to come to the U.S. for seasonal work. It's a good way to keep track of them, I guess.
There you go. Democracy on the march, kids. All right, kids, here you go. Tim Riley, this is it. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. I'll do some more phone calls here in a second. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Bob Flat Magazine. Friend to all who live the Portland nightlife, Jen Lane. All right, Jen?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
I'm not used to taking the bus.
No, you just make an entrance. That's what it is.
All right.
It's, you know what it is?
Are you a Carlos girl as well?
I am Carlos. My alternator blew a couple weeks ago.
You know what you are, though? This is the tack that I know you've perfected. You make us miss you a little bit. You know what it is? You give us
you want me all the more.
That's what I'm saying. You give us just a little less Jen than we want. You know what I mean? Like, I want a full hour of Jen Lane here, and I get 45 minutes. It makes us desire you all the more.
All right, time, Rick.
In a professional broadcast sense. Anyway. All right, 503-733-2970. Here's what we got to get to. 44 minutes left. We got to do this top five, which is the top five Zeppelin guitar intros of all time.
What happened to the top five game show things?
I didn't get it done! Get off my back! All right, I knew. In fact, if you go to 970.am and there's a little like, what's coming up tomorrow, the Rick Emerson Show, it actually says Jen Lane will yell at Rick Emerson and beat him in the face for not having the...
not having what?
I was supposed to have the top five game show theme songs done for today. I didn't... have you ever tried to compile that top five?
I can do it for you.
Okay, do it right now. You got to sing them.
No, I can't.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, I can do it for next week.
But could you...
I cannot sing them.
No, but I'm saying, do you think you could do it now if I could arrange to have them, the audio? Could you do it, like, later in the hour?
Probably, yeah.
Do it during a break or something?
Yeah.
You know what it is? Okay, this is, like, the third one today. Another great radio bit coming your way. This is the... And this is, you know what it is? And because we've decided that the Rick Emerson Show from now on is just going to be sort of a... It's going to be sort of a radio yard sale. Use things once... Give them to other people who can probably use them more effectively. So we're going to do a little bit later on. Speaking of illegal immigrants and microchips, so I'm going to play this new Vernon Robinson campaign commercial because we had many requests to replay yesterday's. So we're going to replay yesterday's, and then I got a new one, courtesy of Stephen Fung, who's a listener of ours who sent us a lot of these things. This is absolutely real, by the way. This is a guy named Vernon Robinson. He is running for Congress in North Carolina. And this is the campaign ad that is currently airing in... Let me open this and... Let me see if I can make sure that this is the right file here. Okay. Sarah was the computer. Okay. So I'm going to play. This is his campaign ad running in North Carolina for Vernon Robinson for Congress.
If you're a conservative Republican, watching the news these days can make you feel as though you are in the Twilight Zone. Americans are under attack from Islamic extremists in every corner of the world. Homosexuals are mocking holy matrimony, and the lesbians and feminists are attacking everything sacred. Yeah. Liberal judges have completely rewritten the Constitution. You can burn the American flag and kill a million babies a year, but you can't post the Ten Commandments or say God in public. Seven out of every 10 black children are born out of wedlock, and Jackson and Sharpton claim the answer is racial quotas. And the aliens are here, but they didn't come in a spaceship. They came across our unguarded Mexican border.
Genius.
I'm Vernon Robinson. If you send me to Congress, I'll send that back to the Twilight Zone. I approve of this message and of traditional American values.
And then the best thing, at the end, it literally ends with a picture of the Cleavers driving away in their car
on
Leave It to Beaver. He is, I believe. He is a I believe he is a black Republican.
That's what?
Don't look at me, sister. I didn't make a goddamn commercial.
Oh my God.
He's I believe he is a black man running for Congress as a Republican in North Carolina. Draw your own conclusions there.
Maybe that reminds me of that Dave Chappelle skit.
And I'm not saying a damn thing. I'm gonna play the ad. Now we did, but we did get new again this guy Stephen, who's one of our more politically astute and political junkies in the audience. He sent it. He has been keeping careful track of this, and apparently now this is true. Apparently Vernon Robinson got told he cannot play this ad anymore because he didn't clear the Leave It to Beaver image. So apparently the ads, it's all fine. What with the lesbians and the feminists and the gays and the immigrants, can't use that Leave It to Beaver footage. So that ad got pulled. This is, and I know this sounds like kooky radio stuff, but this is real. So here's what he replaced it with. And again, this is not like the this is not like Bill Maher where he goes, so I thought you'd like to see what he replaced it with. I'm like, cue like really bad, sticky, pre-prepared. This is real though. This is his new ad. All right, let me make sure this is turned up. Here's the new ad that Vernon Robinson is playing.
This message was paid for by Air Force Academy graduate Vernon Robinson. Every night, 7,000 aliens rush into our country illegally, and your ultra-liberal congressman, Brad Miller, refuses to guard the border. Instead of deporting them, he votes for amnesty and throws them a party with your tax dollars. Brad Miller gives these aliens welfare, driver's licenses, Social Security, free health care, free lawyers, free public educations, even free school lunches. These aliens pay no income tax and send their money back to Mexico. Then they take to the streets, waving the Mexican flag and demanding more. Unbelievably, Brad Miller voted to allow these illegals to burn the American
best
flag
line
while
coming
waving
up
the Mexican flag. Oh. Brad Miller supports gay marriage and sponsored a bill to let American homosexuals bring their foreign home.
Okay, wait, hold on. I got to point out, by the way, these gasps you hear are not those of Sarah and Jenna myself. These are part of the commercial here. this gasping you're hearing is presumably terrified white people who are being pandered to here. So let me just...
This message... These aliens pay no income tax and send their money back to Mexico. Then they take to the streets, waving the Mexican flag and demanding more. Unbelievably, Brad Miller voted to allow these illegals to burn the American flag while waving the Mexican flag.
Oh.
Brad Miller supports gay marriage and sponsored a bill to let American homosexuals bring their foreign homosexual lovers to this country on a marriage visa.
Oh.
If Miller had his way, America would be nothing but one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals. But if Miller let Vernon Robinson, that party's over.
Let's hear that again.
America would be
kidding?
Nothing but one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals. But if you elect Vernon Robinson, that party's over.
I'm Vernon Robinson, and I approve this message because Brad Miller's out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
Yeah, because he's
one
the real
big,
out of touch one.
One big party for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
No, fiesta.
Oh, you know, fiesta, I'm sorry.
Speaking of big fiestas,
I'm going to make that the new slogan for this station, by the way.
Speaking of big fiestas for illegal aliens and homosexuals, Barclay's 7th anniversary party is this Sunday at Zavala's, 4 p.m.
Listen to that.
6 p.m. for the
pimping.
Boy Boy.
Look at you, Segway
Free
queen.
Barbecue, no cover.
Oh, gosh.
Sunday, Zavala's. Sunday, Zavala's.
It's
6 p.m.
brutal.
No, I went last year. And
it's blurry.
Yeah, it was all... Even from, I didn't even drink anything, and it was all
it's
a haze to me.
It's
just
party ever.
In the air, so.
And the best
Sunday,
thing is,
Zavala's.
Yeah, it works with my schedule because it starts
6
so early.
6 p.m.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Sunday, Zavala's barbecue.
We will be talking more about that as the show goes on.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
randomly say
in.
That.
No, it's fine. See, listen, we've got an endless request for the Vernon. Let's. I just want to hear. I'm going to hear that ending one more time.
A bill to let American homosexuals bring their foreign homosexual lovers to this country on a marriage visa.
Wait
for it. If Miller had his way, America would be nothing but one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals. But if you elect Vernon Robinson, that party's over.
All right, there you go. All right, we've got a break here. Break, we'll come back, a little more news from the City Desk with Tim Riley. Top five Zeppelin guitar intros. And we got a big announcement. We got the Horns Across the Hawthorne thing, which is coming up on Tuesday, which is going to be the best thing ever.
The best thing after the Barfly
anniversary party, which is coming up. We got a big announcement about that, too. Something people have been asking us for a long time now. Yeah, so we will make that announcement when we get back. We have something special. So you stay right there. The Rick Emerson Show continues here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, whose anniversary party is coming up.
Sunday at Savalas.
There you go. AM 970 Solid State Radio continues. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, pleased to be posting the... Why does everybody say that today? Rick, pleased to be posting the MP3s for the ad on your website. And then both of them. By the way, the aliens are here to eat us. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We thank you for coming along. Getting all of these. Rick, drunken satanic spelling bee. That's what you need to have. Let's see. And blah, blah, blah. Is that me? Somebody just got a text message.
I think it's you.
I wonder who this is a homoerotic message from. All right, okay. Rick, this is interesting. Rick, I was at Best Buy up in 82nd, and decided to try my luck purchasing the new Dixie Chicks CD. I will be damned, they were sold out. Thanks for playing the song last week. Helped to keep my interest in them. By the way, 666. There you go.
Because we're promoting them.
It's not like anybody else is playing it. It's 503. To me, it's not even... I don't go on. It's not even. It has nothing to do with the political content. It's just a great song that is being shunned by everyone else. It's 503-733-2970. We are here with Jen Lane, whose anniversary party is coming up on Sunday. Find out all the details at barflymag.com. If you don't go, you'll have to kill yourself out of shame and humiliation. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's a fiesta of news with Tim Riley.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting.
There are pirates here.
One fiesta of pirates.
Pirate ships. Pirates are fighting on ships. It's real? Yes, it is. We have two pirate ships that have arrived. One is the Lady Washington, which was seen in the original Pirates of the Caribbean, and the other is the Hawaiian Chieftain, featured in the upcoming TV movie Blackbeard.
Now, somebody told me, this is to say, one of them is from Pirates of the Caribbean? Okay, somebody told me, and I think it was Aaron, that, and I don't know if it's an urban legend or not, somebody told me that ship from Pirates of the Caribbean was also used in a porn film following that, and that it's the most expensive porn film ever made. It's a whole Caribbean pirate-themed porn film. And that, so, I don't know that this is true or not, but if it is true, that means that you can go down and tour the most expensive porn set ever used in an adult film production. I'm just saying that's the legend.
That
I don't know if it's true or not.
That is not indicated on the RoseFestival.org website.
No, I can imagine that the Rose Festival is a fiesta of illegal immigrants and porn ships. I'm going to refer to everything as a fiesta from now on.
They're blasting cannons. And also, they have billowing flames and throwing smoke over the river.
It's a fiesta of billowing flames.
The rides will be open at 5 p.m. as soon as they find all the washers and bolts.
Okay.
They're putting them together as quickly as possible. Then coming up is the Around the World Cultural Plaza, like we need some of that, and the Village Midway featuring fantastic traveling shows.
Did you just really use the phrase fantastic?
That's what it said, yeah.
Okay.
There'll be bearded ladies and all sorts of freaks.
Okay.
Time for the Geek Watch.
Here's your Geek Watch for Thursday.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
It's hot. Hollywood beauty Halle Berry has revealed how she tantalizes your hunky new fella by wearing her X-Man suit at home. Barry, who's 39, plays hero mutant Storm in the blockbuster film, dresses in tight rubber costumes, and romps around with model Gabriel Ombre.
She romps. Who would... That... Okay, here, let me tell you this. Romp is one of two things. Romp is only used in two places. A, articles by the Sun, and B, like those weird personals you see in the back page of the Willamette, the hot sizzlies, you know what it is? There's like the regular personals, and there's like the $3.99 personals, and it's always like a... You know, and I'm a swarthy lover who enjoys a good romp with a vixen who knows how to, you know, it's like a guy who's learned everything he knows about personal ads from reading bad Penthouse forum letters. Romp.
Well, she confesses, yeah, I wear it sometimes.
Okay.
You gotta keep your life spiced up. Storm never has sex in the movies, but Storm has a whole lot of sex in my house.
By the way, when we say Storm, we're talking about Halle Berry.
Well, we don't know.
Storm might have lots of sex at Tim Riley's house. Really, who knows what goes on with Storm? Which Tim Riley's house is a fiesta of sex with Storm. Not really. It's or maybe, who knows? It's all very hard.
It's a quiet suburban residence.
I waded hip deep into that and realized there was no way home about halfway through.
We should move along to another part of the group, like, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we?
Yes,
we should. Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Continuing a strategy by the game maker to expand the video gaming market, Nintendo says it is introducing a new brand of highlight games that are easy to play.
Read for old people.
Touch Generation.
That means people my age and older, by the way, who now, and I hear this from people my own age all the time, that, quote, video games are too hard to play now, what with all the buttons and all. And really, if you are in your 30s and you find yourself using a phrase like, I don't know, these new video games have too many buttons, your time is over. Find yourself a patch of tobacco and go sit on a porch somewhere and lean back and, you know, wait for the ice truck to come by.
A label will be placed on any of these games of this genre that customers can play with very little experience. Nintendo made its first indications that it was not satisfied with marketing to the everyday gamer with its next generation console, the Wii.
No, you're right. And everybody's response to that is exactly what the response of consumers has been. It's difficult to pronounce.
It's like a big question mark above everyone's head. We?
It's embarrassing to ask for. You can't go in and ask for something that is, first of all, something that is a slang term for urine. Mm-hmm. You can't, I'd like the Wii. I mean, it either sounds like you're talking about urine or you're talking about something French. Neither of those things is going to help a game-playing American public decide to purchase that.
Well, its price, which is under $250, and its features, such as the innovative controller, are aimed at attracting a broader demographic. Supporting these initiatives will be a multi-million-dollar ad campaign, which would market the company's games and consoles to the public at large. I'm getting increasingly bored reading this.
Let's end it now.
Good idea.
There's your Geek Watch.
All right. Grab Thor's hammer by the Sons of Warvan.
All right.
I shall avenge
Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen.
Loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
All right. It's 503-733-2970 here with Jen Lane, whose anniversary party is coming up when?
This Sunday, 6 p.m. at Sabala's.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
4811 Southeast Hawthorne.
Oh, and she's, I know we can't talk about imbibement specials or anything.
I'm just saying, everybody. Look,
but I'm just saying,
it's a good
I think
time
I'm,
with Jen Lane. Everybody knows that.
It's going to be trouble.
Well, because
this isn't advertising, and nobody's paid
again
for it.
Again, with the text
editorial
messages.
Content that is covered by the First Amendment.
Again, with the...
That is...
So we went...
last year I was in bed like 4 hours after that started.
Last year, and there was great food too, I gotta tell you
oh,
that.
Oh, it was awesome.
And this was not sunshine being blown by me, it was a good day, it really was. It
yeah.
Was,
you guys had the best picture ever taken at it.
That's right, if you go to, I don't think it's our profile picture now, but it was one of them. I think you go to the Rick Emerson Show MySpace page, it's one of the pictures in our little, in the gallery there, and it's a fantastic, it really, really is an amazing time. So we will talk more about that. Rick... the movie that you are referring to is Pirates with Jenna Jameson, filmed on that boat, which is now there's part of the Rose Festival, or so I am told. So there you go. So if you wanna see that, it's apparently down there right now. All right, let's see. Okay, all of these requests for the political ad. Should we break and then do the top five, or do the top five and then break?
We could just get the break out of the way.
All right, let's break now. We come back. We will be counting down the top five Zeppelin guitar intros of all time. It's 503-733-2970. Like is the three world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. Tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com will be here. Don't go anywhere. Back with more. Jen Lane. whose anniversary party is coming up Sunday. Sunday!
Solid, 6 p.m.
Be there, be there! Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
These are the days when you wish your bed was already made. You wish just another manic Monday.
We're now into the saddest part of this fiesta. It's the final segment of the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming by, making it a part of your listening day.
There's still ample time for whoring.
Oh, no, the whoring is not even...
hasn't even begun.
Quality time goes by so fast.
I know, it's true. All right. What am I doing here? We didn't get to the worst song ever. We got to almost everything but that. I didn't get to the worst song ever, and I didn't get to this... play this this Jerry Rafferty song, but what are you going to do? 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson, the radio program, coming up next. Like us at 3, world-famous Phil Henry Show at 7 tomorrow. We'll be joined on this program by Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Also, our good friend Scotty J will be in the house. Oh, is this, should I be taking this here?
Yes, you should.
Let us welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru, Susan Reynolds. How are you, Susan?
I am well. How are you, Rick?
I'm dandy. What do we got? What do we know?
Well, we know that Mr. Don Rickles will be making a guest appearance on the Rick Emerson Show tomorrow.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
That's what I'm talking about.
Is he going to be here?
No, unfortunately, he will be on the phone. You know, he hasn't been to a radio station in 30 years.
This is true. I can say this now. This is, because Susan is very, she's a trooper when it comes to, you know, really trying to, like, you try to, she's like Sarah in this regard. You run, she'll find you. That is, she will find you, and you will pay. So we've been trying to get Don Rickles in the studio, and... yeah, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but his people are apparently a little difficult to deal with. And she's like, so can we get Don in the studio? And this terse response could be like, Don Rickles doesn't go to radio stations.
And he hasn't for 30 years, and he sees no reason to make an exception this time out.
But we will be speaking with him on the phone tomorrow.
Yes, 1 o'clock, precisely.
And I'm writing it down right now, Don Rickles.
Do you have the tickets for that?
I've got the phone number right here.
And that's what I'm talking. Thank you so much. God bless you, Susan.
So I think we can all look forward to a rousing. And you get 5, maybe 10 minutes with him, by the way.
That's all. It's okay. You know what it is? It is one of those legendary meetings. It was an inevitable interview. It had to happen at some point.
Yes.
So, and you were like I think in another career you were Boba Fett or perhaps some other bounty hunter, because it is very impressive that you made this come together.
You know, I'm a wrangler, a professional wrangler.
Hey, while you're here, we've been talking about Horns Across the Hawthorn, which is coming up next Tuesday, which is going to be the greatest photo op in the history of all photo ops. We should actually say right now that I forgot to mention this yesterday. People have been asking us, since the show came back, and especially since we did, you know, we got the new name for the station, the new logo, and all of that, people have been asking us for the swag, T-shirts, whatever. I saw, can we say this now?
I think I know what you're going to say, so I'll say yes.
That I saw yesterday that we got the first batch of AM970 Solid State Radio T-shirts in, and they are fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, can I actually get one this time?
No, they're really...
Every station you've been on, you promised me a T-shirt. I still don't have one.
Okay, but that's because...
I don't even have a mug.
That's because every station we've been at...
I got one bumper sticker.
They've never been there long enough to produce up a T-shirt, but this time...
No, it's like they give us the T-shirt, they fire us, or this. We would be at these stations, and it's like they would know they were going to fire us, so they would just go to that place at the mall, and they would do it by hand, like that place where they screen print your puppy's picture. They would give us like 3, and that was it. We got a whole... Well, we have a pile of shirts, do we not, Susan?
We do. We have a pile, and, we'll go through this pile, and then they're like Doritos. We'll make more.
So there you go. The best thing about it was yesterday when Tim came in, because we had these staff shirts. They're cool. They're on the back. There's his staff and everything. And they set us apart from the rabble. And Tim came in and he said, "What's that?" And I said, it's an AM970 staff shirt. And he kind of held it close to him and he said, "I suddenly feel all this job security."
Okay. That's a good thing.
Sarah felt no such job security, though.
I feel nothing anymore.
Sarah's jaded and dead inside.
No, I'm excited about the shirt, the logo, all of it. It has been a joy.
No, it's very cool. So we will be having those on Tuesday, and tomorrow, Don Rickles on this program.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It really doesn't. All right, Susan
Reynolds. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much. There you go. Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio marketing guru extraordinaire. All right. How long do we got here? 9 minutes?
Yeah, we've got a good 9 minutes.
If you can hook me up with tickets for Don Rickles, I totally want to go to that.
Oh, it's mad. He's doing 2 shows.
Don't you guys know?
No, I don't know who he is.
Now, see, she's...
You don't know who Don Rickles is?
It's a generational thing.
All I get out of town, Sarah Dillon.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
shit. Oh, God, I'm fired.
All right.
All right, there we go. Are we okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, there was a... all right. There's... Do I hear something burning?
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. All right. Sarah, you want to leave your mic off over there? All right. Thank you. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We are coming up on Like Us here at 3, world-famous Phil Henry show at 7, and so forth. So, all right, we, Jen, you got the anniversary party, which is coming up on Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry, can you turn Jen's mic up there? Oh, all right. Hold on, we're having a microphone issue. All right, we're having a microphone issue here. All right. Yes? Hold on. There we go. All right. Now, my mic, Sean, yeah, my mic is fine. We're having an issue with this mic over here. No, it's, yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, no, we've... Folks, you're hearing radio as it happens. You are there once you step over here, Jen. I'm going to turn this guest microphone off. Ah, that's Sarah whacking. All right. All right, so, all right. All right. So, Jen, why don't you step on up here? This microphone is on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It is the Rick Emerson show. All right. We've had just a little technical glitch here. All right. Dope.
So what were you saying? 6 p.m. Sunday at Sabala's?
Yes. Yes. So you've got your anniversary party coming
up. Yeah, it's our 7th anniversary. And, you know, we haven't been able to publish in a while, but we're not going to perish. We're going to party.
Okay.
That's the queerest thing I could possibly say about our party.
All right.
But it's going to be great. It's a free barbecue, great bands, no cover, 6 p.m. Sunday at Sabala's.
All right. So it is going to be a rocking time for everyone.
As always.
All right. It is going to be an anniversary party like none has ever been rocked before.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, hey, Sarah, what should we do here? We had a little technical issue here with one of our microphones just... All right, so should we continue to? Well, let me go ahead and I'm wondering, should we go to a break? Do you want to throw in a break here? Because I know that Engineer Sean has got to get in and do a couple things on the board here. So is that? How do we want to handle this? All right, okay. Well, I don't think we have time to roll the top five. So here's what we're gonna do.
Next week I'll do top five game show themes.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm sorry, we sound a little flustered here. It was just. We had a little accident with one of our microphones here. There was that moment where we didn't know if a microphone was working. We didn't know. There's a strange buzzing sound suddenly happening. All right, now it's gone. All right. Now, Rick, are you going to be doing a fabulous five phrases for the interview with Don Rickles? No, I will not. No, no, in no way will I be doing that. All right. So I don't have time to do the top five here, but I do have time to tell you two things. A, here's what I was going to do for the top five game show themes, and this did not happen today. My plan was, because, see, the top fives are so difficult to put together, people don't really appreciate this sometimes, that you have, it is what my wife would call the tyranny of choice. And it's like we've tried and failed several times to do the top five TV show themes of all time. And that's the most legendary top five that we were just never able to get to. Because it's like in no way, we even tried to break it down by decade. I tried doing top five TV show themes of the 70s, couldn't do it. I tried doing top five TV show themes of the 80s and I couldn't do it. There was just no, it's so overwhelming. That we were never really able to make it happen. And so the top five...
But bringing it down by genre, you could maybe approach it from that angle. Like so, police shows, you know, comedies.
Yeah, maybe. Shows. And so the only conclusion we could come to was that the Jeffersons was the greatest of all television theme songs. That was it. That was the only thing that everybody did agree on. And so what I'm going to do for next week is I'm going to ask you, it's going to be a two-parter. I'm going to ask you to create the top five game show theme songs of all time, and then it will be incumbent upon the audience to sing them. We will have, because I just, because game show themes, it's hard to believe, but they are difficult to find online. You think of online as this huge repository.
You know, I've already made quite the study of that, because I use them all the time for Family Feud.
Yeah. And so it can be difficult to track down those things online. And so next week we will have everybody performing those for us. All right, I'm looking at the Thursday folders. What we're going to do is get a couple minutes here. So I'm going to have time to do one of these. It's the worst song you've ever heard. Let's see, where did it go? All right, so here's my computer up over there. All right, so this was sent to us by our good friend Nate. And I don't have time. I apologize for not being able to do the top five Zeppelin guitar riffs. We'll try to do that tomorrow. Also not gotten to today is the top 50 conservative rock songs of all time, as discovered by the folks at the National Review. They compiled that list. This is from our good friend Nate. This is a guy named Dennis Matalone, and this is entitled America, We Stand as One. It's the worst song you've ever heard on the Rick Emerson Show. I figure this is the best way to end the day.
I felt the love, I breathed the air, I touched the rain, I wiped the tear, I saw the road, I heard the wind. Now my new life will soon begin.
All right, I want to know two things. I got to know two things about this song. A, he sounds like one of the creatures from the Dark Crystal. B, he sounds like Trey Parker. He sounds like Trey Parker as though he were channeled through Stevie Nicks, through like one of the Dark Crystal, creatures. Or if Trey Parker were a member of the Lollipop Guild.
I felt the love, I breathed the air, I touched the rain, I wiped the tear, I saw the moon, I heard the wind, now my new life will soon begin. I had to go, but it's okay, you see I'm with you in a different way.
Now, pleased to be noting in the song, it's actually...
Oh,
I only wish I'd had time to play this earlier, because I have many... I have infinite thoughts about this.
Yeah, I kind of thought they'd go from a... Is it ELO?
I want... Jeff Lynn?
Yeah.
I want you to know, by the way, that he doesn't say America. He does, in fact, say America.
This is awful.
No, we'll get to it. This is... The kiss of joy.
A leaf will fall, whispers of love, I hear his call. You must be strong, you're king of high. Yes, I still live, I did not die. I'm to go, it's okay. You see, I'm with you in a different way. We have to go, but it's okay. You see, we're with you in a different way.
Here we go.
USA.
And wait for the America.
America.
Yeah.
Like Christopher.
Totally.
America.
All right, we'll play the rest of this at some other point. I've still got this like Maharishi, like honey recipe thing that we've got to play. It's like a musical poem about organic honey. It's just a whole week of crap we haven't been able to get to.
Have you heard that song by the Finnish fake Satan heavy metal?
Oh, Lordi?
Yeah.
Hot Rock Hallelujah. No, I'm all over that. I don't even know if we've had a chance to play it yet, but no, we are familiar with it. All right, Jen Lane, whore.
Sunday, 6 p.m., Sabala's Barfly's 7th Anniversary Barbecue. No cover, free barbecue. Great bands. Be there. Sunday, 6 p.m. at Sabala's.
All right, you can find it.
4811 Southeast Hawthorne, barflymag.com.
Always. And barflymag.com is your destination for everything you need to know about nightlife, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Goddard and Gary Baumgard today. Coming up tomorrow, Scott Daly, Don Rickles at 1 p.m., by the way, and Horns Across the Hawthorne coming up Tuesday.
Only 2 days after Barclays Anniversary Party at Sabala's, Sunday, 6 p.m.
Genius. All right. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely, talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. and Tim Riley in the newsroom. As always, like us next, World Famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll see y'all in 21 hours. Thank you for listening. Don't let Pastor Scrunny down. See you then. Bye.
America would be nothing but one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.